When you walk into the voting booth this November 7th, there'll be a whopping 8 referenda questions for your consideration. And a few of them have enormously high stakes for Maine and for our future. Hello, this is Governor Janet Mills, and thank you for listening. Now, I don't feel the need to weigh in on every question, but there's at least one that I'm pretty concerned about. Question 3, an act to create the so-called Pine Tree Power Company. In its simplest terms, Question 3 would force CMP and Versant to sell their assets to a new public power authority called Pine Tree Power through eminent domain. Proponents of Question 3 use slick slogans like, quote, Maine, not Spain, end quote, and poll-tested talking points about returning power to the people. Sounds good, right? Well, journalist H.L. Mencken once said, quote, for every complex problem, there is an answer that is clear, simple, and wrong, end quote. And that's how I feel about Question 3. Here are my 3 main concerns. First, the cost. Question 3 will cost Maine people as much as $13.5 billion in borrowed money. That's more than the entire biennial budget for the state of Maine. And can you imagine the interest payments on $13.5 billion? The cost alone leaves me very concerned that we're proposing to mortgage the future of our children who are going to have to foot this bill years down the road. And would it lead to lower electricity costs? Well, the Office of Public Advocate has said there's no guarantee that the price of electricity would come down in the long run under Question 3. And independent analyses indicate that the cost of electricity would likely increase in the short term, and another increase in rates is not what we need. Second, the structure. Question 3 creates a governing board of elected individuals, in other words, politicians, with no particular credentials. Electing people only injects a level of politics and partisanship into the delivery of our electricity. That's the last thing we need. And hey, I'm talking as a politician. And what would this governing board of politicians be in charge of? Well, they'd be required to contract with an operator to run the transmission and utilities assets, an operator that has, quote, familiarity with the systems to be administered, end quote. So, somebody who looks a lot like CMP and Versant. So what we're really talking about here is adding a layer of bureaucracy and politics and partisanship over the existing structure of CMP and Versant, and I just don't see how this improves anything. Third, the setbacks. Because Question 3 is a hostile takeover of our utilities with eminent domain, we're guaranteed to go to court and be tied up in litigation for years, if not decades. That leaves our utilities in a dangerous state of limbo when we can least afford it. That also threatens to set back the progress we're making in modernizing the electric grid to achieve clean energy goals and address climate change. Look, I strongly believe that Maine consumers deserve high quality, reliable, and competent service. That's why 2 years ago, over the strenuous objections of the utilities, I introduced and signed into law legislation that sets minimum standards for service, increases penalties, and strengthens oversight of our utilities. That's what we should be doing. Holding them accountable and improving their service, not launching a hostile takeover that will cost billions of dollars to Maine ratepayers and inject partisanship into the delivery of our power and delay the progress we've been making. Like H.L. Mencken said, quote, for every complex problem, there's an answer that's clear, simple, and wrong, end quote. Question 3 presents a rosy solution, but in reality, I just don't see how it'll improve our utilities or the services they provide. In fact, I fear it might just make things worse. The stakes are high, and if you have doubts, as I do, let's not gamble with Maine's future. Please vote no on Question 3. This is Governor Janet Mills, and thank you for listening.